Visual Studio has everything you need to build new applications and migrate existing applications to the cloud. It's easy to create an app that uses services like file storage, SQL, monitoring with App Insights, and identity on Azure Active Directory in a few minutes with Visual Studio 2017. Let's take a look at some of the new features that help you get started. We started Visual Studio 2017 with a focus on fundamentals. Visual Studio's infrastructure for authentication was rewritten from scratch to address many of the issues that caused frequent sign-in prompts across the IDE. We made sure that you only need to sign in once to access services from MSDN, Azure, VSTS, Office 365, the Windows Store, and your roaming settings. Speaking of roaming settings, we roamed settings from several new features in this release. In the Account Settings dialog, we roam the list of user accounts that you've added in along the way, wherever you sign in with your personalization account. The Extension Manager has a list of the extensions that you've installed on other devices that roam with your account so that you can quickly set up a new environment. In the redesigned start page, Visual Studio roams the projects you use often, as well as the projects that you create often to get started quickly. Let's get started with an ASP.NET web application. You've probably heard us talk a lot about performance in this release. In addition to making the product faster, we've also focused on eliminating friction that gets in the way of getting to your code quickly. For example, we removed several configurations, like the Application Insights configurations in the New Project dialog, as well as the configurations for creating app services. Instead, we moved these into the IDE so that you can add them into any application, not just when you first create the application. The overview tab you see after you create an ASP.NET project replaces the getting started.html page from previous releases. It provides some helpful links to get started with building an ASP.NET app, using services, and deploying to Azure. It doesn't get added into your solution, so there is nothing to delete from your project. If you close the document now, you can get back to it by right-clicking on your project and going back to Overview. This area of the product is what we now call the Application Configuration Designer. It has a workflow of activities like getting started, configuring services, and publish. The Connected Services tab has a set of handy wizards that help you add Azure and Office 365 services into your app. Let's try adding a storage account to this app. The wizard shows you all of the available storage accounts for your signed-in user. You can create a new storage account on Azure or use one of the available ones from the list. The wizard then takes care of installing all of the NuGet packages so that you can access that service. It'll create a connection string and add it to your web.config, and then it'll load up a handy instructions document to help you get started with this service. The instructions will show you how to add, update, and enumerate contents of a storage account. Let's look at how to list the items from a storage account. The instructions give you all the code snippets that you need to get started. Let's copy in some of the code snippets to create a cloud storage account. The cloud storage account is the main object you need to connect to your storage account in Azure. The connection string that it gives is just a template, so let's replace this with the actual name of our storage account. Storage accounts can store a variety of different objects. In this case, we're going to use blob storage. Blob storage is organized into containers. Once we have an object for our containers, we can list out all the files inside of that container. And then return them through our web API. Visual Studio also has a helpful tool called the Azure Storage Explorer that lets you manage your storage accounts as well as modify the contents inside of your storage account. Let's add a few files to test out our web API. First, let's create a container called Test Blob Container and upload a few files into that container. Now let's run our application and see what we get. Visual Studio is starting up IIS Express and attaching a debugger to the ASP.NET app. With our app loaded, we can navigate over to the web API we created called Values. And we can see that it's returned the two files that we just uploaded. With our application working, let's give it a try in Azure now. Let's go to the Publish tab, which helps us quickly publish our application with a couple of clicks directly into Azure. Visual Studio will create a new app service, which is used to host and run your web application inside of Azure. Then Visual Studio will begin deploying that application into the app service on Azure for you. We now have our application running in Azure. We can go to the same URL and see if we get the same data. Here we have the same two files getting returned from our storage account. With our app running in Azure, we can now automate the build and deployment of our application using the new continuous delivery tools for Visual Studio. Look out for a video on that as well soon. Azure has dozens of services for compute, storage, networking, and management. Visual Studio 2017 makes it easy to start using those services in your application today.